The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Whatever you send through the U.S. Postal Service this season is so much more than mail or packages. In every carrier's hands is a card with your handwriting. In every box, on every truck, is your message that you care. We know how much goes into your holiday mail, especially this year, which is why we go the distance to bring you closer. Learn more at usps.com/closer.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Home Depot, get Black Friday pricing now through December on great gift ideas for any doer on your list, like a Ryobi Impact Drill Driver Kit for just $99, was $129. Save on top tools, appliances, the latest in smart home tech, even holiday decor to light up the living room or bring joy to the neighborhood. Black Friday savings, in-store, online, store-wide. Gift giving, improved. From the Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, see store for details.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports, the GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Jordan Kleber. Why are you shaking your head here? I don't understand. Don't understand, sir. Hour number three. You can't be tired already, huh? Yeah. No, it should be your happiest day ever.
It
Tell
is.
Everybody why.
Because I don't have to do math anymore.
Why?
Because I passed and I'm awesome.
What?
What do you mean? Because I...
No, what class?
Statistics.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
I guess realistically, I still have to do some math in my life.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do. Head coach Sean Payton, Caleb the Camel. Shock Gina Digital Underground, hour number three. Bottom of the hour, Andrew Lopez, ESPN.com, covers... your New Orleans Pelicans. Zion spoke today. We'll play some bites from him. We'll continue with Stan Van Gundy. Steven Adams coming up in 15 minutes. We'll hear what he had to say. You liked him, huh?
Yeah, he's a great interview.
Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
When is your semester done, by the way?
This morning.
You're done?
I'm done.
You are free. When do you come back?
Do I come back?
Yeah.
I go back next year sometime.
Wow, you don't know. You have no
sometime
idea.
Sometime in January, late January,
that's
or early
incredible.
February.
You have zero clue when that's...
Hey, guess what? My mind is blank now. Throw everything, what I just learned, out the window.
That's it, huh? Throw it out the window.
Except for a few things. A few things are important.
I feel for you. I really honestly do. 800-998-1003. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber, a buddy back over in the La Rose studios. You'll hear his voice when he answers your phone calls at 800-998-1003. And you can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. The question of the day is simple.
Yep, we do it every Wednesday. Top storyline heading into Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons.
Julio Jones didn't play, really, right? Started a game and he was out injured against the Saints. Julio Jones' impact. How about that? Is that a storyline? No? The great Julio Jones?
Whenever we played the Falcons.
I know. What have I always told you?
Do you ever hear
what
about
have I always
Julio
told
Jones?
You? Julio Jones has never beaten the Saints.
No.
You let him get whatever you want.
So why is that a storyline? No.
I'm just trying to come up with storylines.
No. I told you. Young Hoku. Don't let him be in the field goal.
Okay. Right. See, there goes your mic. You're done. Punished for 5 minutes. Let's hear more from head coach Stan Van Gundy. I want y'all to hear what he had to say. Okay, so you heard him talk about fast pace, but he said, look, we need to defend. Defending is going to be the key here. You can try to score, do whatever you want, all that. So if we're going to defend Jordan, Here's the word Adino always used. Identity. You ever notice that Dino likes to clarify and enunciate the word identity? Identity. That's how you would do it. We need to get Dino on. What is he doing?
That's been a while.
Well, why don't you text him? See if he's okay. Stan Van Gundy, on getting identity on defense, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would identify three right off the bat, Will. Number one, we just talked about, we got to get back. Like, we can't be giving up easy buckets in transition. Number two is, I'm going to give you four, actually. Number two is, we've got to keep the ball out of the paint. I think we've really got to commit ourselves to keeping the ball out of the paint. We gave up 52 points a game in the paint last year. I don't think that you can build a sustainable defense around that. So, we have to be able to take care of that. What sort of goes along with that and helps is we've got to cut our fouls. We gave up almost 25 free throw attempts a game last year too. So if you're giving up 52 in the paint and you're giving up 25 free throw attempts, it gets really, really difficult no matter what else you do and no matter how hard you can. And then the fourth one is we got to be a better defensive rebounding team. So we were a really good offensive rebounding team that got a lot of second chance points and a really poor defensive rebounding team that gave up a lot of second chance points. If we could do those four things, get back, really commit to keeping the ball out of the paint, cut down on our fouls, and block out and rebound a lot better as a team, I'd be pretty happy.
I think we finally got our answer to all the Alvin Gentry post-game interview questions from years past.
Not saying anything.
Coach, what went wrong tonight? Just play that Stan Van Gundy soundbite. This is what we didn't do.
For whatever reason. I just couldn't play defense.
I couldn't tell you.
Stan Van Gundy just did.
There's your answer. So we finally got the answer.
Yeah, well, I think we all knew the answer.
Yeah, but we needed someone to say it.
But look, again, though, I don't think he didn't know that.
Yeah, he knew.
You have to get players to want it, but it has to be part of your DNA. Coach Gentry's DNA is we're going to run and gun. We get some. I mean, he told you he wants like a shot up in 12 seconds or something. His stat that made him smile was how quickly a shot went up and the amount of shots. Stan Van Gundy's different. He says, that's great. A, they need a count. And B, it's hard to do that if you don't defend. I mean, you heard him in the last bite. Not the one I just played, but the one before that, where he said, if you're taking the ball underneath the basket, there's going to be a lot of transition there. Right? Something else I like, because again, we're trying to build the identity right now, aren't we? We're trying to build who are the Pelicans going to be? What are they going to be known for? What are they known for?
I want them to be known as strong.
Okay, all right.
I want them to be strong.
So these are things that you want to.
Yes.
All right, before the first preseason game, we'll ask Pills fans that as well. What do you want this team to be known as?
Bullies.
Okay? This is what I think is as important, though. And I go back to J.J. Redick's comments last year, in which he said it's the quietest airplane ride, bus ride. You don't have a lot of guys that interact in chat. Not that they're not friendly to one another. They're very quiet themselves. Took him in Milwaukee to kind of challenge people, things of that nature. Something else along those lines that's at times referred to as an intangible but can be a tangible thing is guys to finish games. I need, for lack of a better phrase and term you hear all the time, I need a dog, right? I need somebody that wants to go out there.
Patrick Beverley.
Fight on the defensive end. We saw that once last year, right? In a game, Lonzo shooed whoever was defending the point guard for the Jets and said, I got him. You need guys like that. Brandon Ingram. Give me I want the game winning. You need guys like that. Bledsoe, Adams, maybe that helps. Here's Stan Van, though, on that importance.
Well, I think it certainly helps. But, you know, let's be clear. And I think the number one way that veteran players teach other players is by what they do on the court. You know, I mean, our players will see those two guys practice every day, prepare every day, play in games, play in the fourth quarter. Like, there's no better lesson than that. I mean, you know, I'm sure those guys will, you know, talk to our other guys, talk to our young guys, and help them in that way. I certainly hope they do. But nothing will be as powerful as how they play in those situations. That's how players will really learn. I mean, they'll see it and see, you know, Eric Bledsoe pressuring the ball and getting over screens and things like that, and Steven Adams protecting the rim and rebounding the ball. And they'll know that those are the things that lead to winning basketball. I mean, look, those two guys and JJ are you know, the only three guys on our team who or at least of our core guys in the rotation who've been in the playoffs. So they have to lead the way. There's no question.
All right. Now, you want them to be bullies. You want them to be strong. You want them to...
Well, and what I mean by that is I want to see them drive to the basket.
Right, right.
I mean,
That's
this team is built for that. And then if you can't drive to the basket, kick it out. Because you have Zion. Now you have Adams. So if they can't get it done, you kick the ball out to JJ, one of your other guys, just shoot the three. So.
To what you're saying, here's Stan Van Gundy on Steven Adams and Zion playing together.
Well, look, I think, first of all, I mean, find me a 4 and 5 together anywhere in the league that's as physical as those two guys. I mean, you know, I was when we made that trade, I said, look, the one thing I know for sure, you may come in here and shoot the ball great. You might find a way to beat us. You're not punking the New Orleans Pelicans ever with those two guys next to each other. So we got two really physical guys, two really strong guys, two elite offensive rebounders. We got guys that are capable of being great screeners. They are both high-level finishers around the basket in a different way. Zion obviously finishes at the rim and over the top of people, top three in the league in finishing at the rim. Steven, like, is a really interesting guy, as you guys know, because you've seen him so much. I mean, he's this big, strong guy, and he's got that really soft touch in the lane. Like, he gets the ball in a pocket pass and puts up that little floater. I mean, it's pretty interesting to watch. So, you know, on the interior, at both ends of the floor, and on both boards, we should be very, very good. And then I think they're both very capable passers, and they're going to have to be as interior passers because, you know, we're going to be a little bit different than almost everybody else in the league in that we'll spend a good part of the game playing with two guys who are not stretch. Neither one of them are stretch shooters. I like it in this sense, Christian. The thing I like is I like being different than other teams, okay? I think it takes maybe a little bit longer to develop. It'll take them some time because everybody's sort of used to playing in a different alignment. But I think it's good that when you come play the New Orleans Pelicans, the game's going to be different than the game you play every other night of the week. I think it makes it more of a challenge for people to play us. I think that can turn into an advantage for us.
Bravo. Love hearing that. What you got?
Also, that's also what kind of the Golden State Warriors did. They had the best shooters in the league. And
well, you knew every single when you play them, yeah, you're in for it.
So why not take a guy like Zion, who's one of one, and come up with your own game plan, your own way of playing, and make teams figure out a way.
And here's the other
thing. A new style of the game that, you know, can lead into a Stephen Curry-like Golden State Warriors team.
Well, and to the other aspect of it, too, is I'm about to play what he feels about Steven Adams and Zion in transition. Dino said it all the time. People don't like getting physical right now. Having hands on you, getting bummed, going to the free throw line. But if you know you're about to play a team that here it comes, right? Celtics had it for many years. I mean, in recent memory. I mean, there's some teams that you know you're going to go to the free throw line. it weighs on you. You know what's coming, you know? Van Gundy on transitions with Adams and Zion.
That's a great question, and it's been one of the things that we've talked about as a staff, because I have always highly valued transition defense. I just think it's something that if you're willing to focus and make the effort, that it's not really personnel-based, that you can be a good defensive transition team. I've never had two guys playing next to each other who were both that good of offensive rebounders. And then we've got guys like Josh Hart and even Lonzo as a point guard who are pretty capable offensive rebounders. And I think one of the things that we have to monitor as the year goes on is as we give guys a little bit more freedom to attack the glass, are we getting more than we're giving up? I mean, it's a pretty easy, thing to track. And, we have to see how that goes. I do think it's essential that the guys who are not offensive rebounders are back quickly right on the release of the shot. I think our effort in transition is going to be huge no matter what we do on the offensive glass. And then I think understanding what we're trying to accomplish in transition is a big one. And it is something that we will spend a lot of time on daily is our transition defense. So while our offensive rebounding rules may be in flux a little bit, as we go into the season, our philosophy in transition and our the time we put into it will not be in flux. It's something we will emphasize starting on Sunday. That it'll be the very first thing we go on the court and talk about is transition defense. Right from our offensive rebounding rules to getting back will be the very first thing we address basketball-wise when we start practice on Sunday.
Can we put a camera up in the training facility, live feed?
Trust him to let him do his job.
I want to be a fly on the wall.
Just go be you, Stan Van. Just go be you.
I want to witness.
I like
that.
Hearing that. Day one, guys. Good to see y'all. This is how you play defense. Sports Hangover continues next. We'll hear from Steven Adams. We're your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Football Report, sponsored by Southland Dodge, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Southland Dodge bringing you the Black and Gold Football Report. Southland Dodge, Houma.
The Saints get back to work today as they prepare for the Falcons once again. Saints' defensive effort has been stellar as of late, just one touchdown in the last four games. The addition of Quan Alexander, who had a fumble recovery back in Sunday's win, has been a big help, says head coach Sean Payton.
I think he's done well in a short period of time, and that's not easy to do, but he's in great shape, obviously playing shape. He's given us more speed, I think, on the field. He's also given us a pressure player. I think he's very good when and if he's asked to rush the passer. He's disruptive, and that becomes a little problematic because, look, if you're trying to assess the front seven, you might try to assign DeMario to the offensive line, and then now you have another guy that's going to get matched up on a running back. And so those are the early things that I've seen, and I like guys that like football as much as me.
The Saints are at Atlanta for a noon kickoff on Sunday, where the Black and Gold are a 3-point favorite. I'm Gus Cattingill. For more on the Black and Gold, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Football Report has been brought to you by Southland Dodge, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The Black and Gold Football Report brought to you by Southland Dodge in Houma.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Big Finish 2020 sales event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business or the Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Andrew Lopez is going to join us for the final half hour of the show coming up here at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, I'm going to go through as many bites as we can here. One more from head coach Stan Van Gundy. Then we'll get to Steven Adams, and we'll recap again what Zion had to say. He spoke today. I want to play this, though. Stan Van Gundy on how he views Lonzo Ball.
Well, I think Lonzo's got some things that he does at an extremely high level. There's no one in the league that throws the ball ahead to people in transition the way Lonzo does. No one who sees it any better, nobody who's as willing to deliver the ball up the floor as quickly as he does. And so if you're willing to run, if you're willing to be a guy who gets down the floor, you're going to get a lot of chances to attack because of that ability that Lonzo has. Then in the half court, you know, I mean, what he did last year shooting the ball, both the percentage he shot from three at just under 38% and on a high volume gives us great, great spacing on the floor for our other guys. So he helps in that regard. He's a guy that I want to try to put into some different situations. But I think the thing that we really want to, I guess, focus on improvement with him in terms of playing the game is, you know, being a little bit more aggressive on pick and rolls in particular to turn the corner and go to the basket to score. I think he can be a better finisher turning the corner on his drives. And I think it's a mindset. He's so unselfish and such a great passer that I think there's times he's coming off looking to pass, and then what opens up is the basket. And my experience is that it's hard to adjust from the pass to the shot, whereas if you're thinking score and the help comes, you know, a guy with Lonzo's instincts will see the play. So we just sort of need to turn that around with him. But his passing ability, his ability in transition, and his three-point shooting alone make him a very, very good player. And I think, you know, like, we've got a lot of guys who are playmakers now, and I think playing multiple playmakers together is a good thing in today's game, particularly the amount of switching you see and everything else. Your ability to break people down off the dribble and make plays is absolutely essential, and I think having more of those guys gives you an advantage.
I like just hearing how he has a plan for every player, don't you? I really do. Final bite from Coach, and we'll get to Steven Adams, how he values, just, here we go, competitiveness.
Well, listen, I think that every coach will tell you that they value competitiveness, but it's all a matter of how you prioritize things, right? And I think that what Griff's done in building this roster is he's prioritized that toughness and competitiveness above other things. I mean, we all, you know, what you want is toughness, competitiveness, a very high skill level, a lot of shooting, quickness, speed, guys that can guard multiple positions, handlers, passers. You know, they don't come all rolled up in one guy, and your team will take on an identity of its own. And I think all of us here want our identity to be largely about toughness and competitiveness. And I think that certainly the additions of Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams, you know, add to that. And that's what we hope to be. And with those two guys up front, like I said, I mean, physicality is not going to be the problem up front with those two in the game.
All right, so Steven Adams, before we get to him, some NBA news that just popped up. Again, we've been waiting for the NBA schedule. It's bits and pieces are coming out. We found out yesterday that the Pelicans will play on Christmas Day, game one of a handful. Pels at Heat at 11, 1:30 Golden State at Milwaukee, 4 o'clock Nets at Celtics. That ought to be fun. 7, Mavs, Lakers, and then the night game, 9:30, Clippers at the Nuggets. So we were wondering, because the 22nd is day one, right? I was wondering if they're playing Wednesday, if they're playing Tuesday, or it's the first game Christmas Day. Well, Jordan, the NBA released the first 3 days of the season.
Yes, and the first 3 days include Christmas Day. So the other 2 days, Tuesday, December 22nd, you have the Warriors at the Nets, 6 p.m. tip on TNT. Clippers at Lakers, 9 p.m. tip. Wednesday, December 23rd, Bucks at Celtics, 6:30 tip. Mavs at Suns, 9:30 tip-offs. And the other games, Gus, you just mentioned, are on Christmas
Day. Now,
these
are the nationally televised games. Obviously, there are more teams. There's 30 teams.
Right.
So
that's just what we have as of now.
Correct. So what this is, these are the nationally televised games. It doesn't mean that the Pels don't play on Wednesday. It just won't be on TNT, ESPN, or ABC.
Yes.
Make sense?
Correct.
Okay. We'll continue with Steven Adams. You like him, don't you?
I do like him.
Why?
He's just a different type of player. He's a different guy. He's very traditional, and I like the old school way of basketball, and he just reminds me of a physical player that can get the job done in the paint.
Let's start with
and
that.
Also, I feel like the Pelicans haven't had a tough center since, you know, Tyson Chandler. So right, that's something I want to see.
Let's start there. Adams, where does he get his intensity from?
Intensity. I don't know. I don't realize that about myself. I don't know. It's just a competitive environment, mate. I'm just trying to win, trying to do my job well. You know what I mean? You could link it up to all my family and background, whatever you want to do, mate. Yes. I like to chill out off the court. You know what I mean? I'm not constantly like, you'll get too tired. So.
He sounds like a member of the New Orleans Gold, right? Rugby team.
He does.
He's from New Zealand. That's what it is. He was asked, does he like this team? What does he think of his team?
Why is it an exciting team? You don't think so? You don't agree?
I do, but I need you to say it.
It's one of those teams, man, where it's just like you have great talent all around, right? New coach, and it's just like it's not new enough to that it's like a completely new rebuild, right? But it's something that like you could see, I don't know, for me you could see where this could potentially go. Like, but it isn't like a complete new rebuild, if that makes sense. You could say that that's exciting if you want, but I'm not seeing it like that. That's what I'm saying. You have great talent, great young players, like some good vets. Yeah, it's just exciting stuff. Even just being a Dan here, man, the culture here is it's solid, man. It's nice. It's good stuff.
I like what he was referring to culture in terms of like, look, when he came from OKC, I mean, Jordan, I don't think anybody really believed that the Thunder was going to be what they were last year. And part of this, I mean, you knew when you were going to play the Thunder. I mean, the graph used to say is like, you're in for a battle, you know? And I think that's what Pels fans want. And that's what Stan Van Gundy was just saying this half hour. He wants, and he used the word, no one's punking the Pelicans this year. You know, he's setting the tone. When you come to New Orleans, you're going to have to play hard. I love that. I love setting that tone already. Here's Adams on Zion.
His potential's definitely up there. I mean, he's an amazing athlete, amazing player. And he's built. He's just built like a brick. Yeah, you know the rest. It's going to be good, man. It isn't... Not to take anything away from him or whatever. It's more about like fitting into the team and how you work together with all of them. Like it isn't just Zion, if that makes sense. Right? It isn't just two players. There's their guards and their wings, and then how they play defense, how they move, what do they look for. There's all those that come into it. It's not so much that makes sense. It's more, how am I going to just the best I can get that team chemistry going with them if possible. And again, just trying to just help them in whatever way I can.
Adams was asked, what is his approach to the upcoming young season?
In a nutshell, is it just what is my approach to this upcoming season? Is that fair to say? Is that a fair question? Does that sum it up or not?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. The main thing for me is it's always been my approach, man, is just go with the coach, understand what we need done as a team, and then what I can contribute. And then I just focus in on those things, right? Obviously, I'm going to share whatever experience or knowledge that I have, but it won't be just me. There's many other players. I mean, as a team, I don't have all the answers. I would never claim I have all the answers or anything, right? So it's one of those things where, like, it's a cooperative, right? We're in a competitive environment, but as a team, we need to be very cooperative, you know, teach each other stuff and whatnot, right? Everyone has a voice in the team. That's always been my approach, mate. So, yeah, just go in there and do what I can. I know that sounds vague, it's cliche, like, yeah, I'm going to play hard, and, you know, all that good stuff.
There you go. Easy enough. Andrew Lopez coming up next from ESPN. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome to AutoZone, where we've got more ways to get what you need fast and take care of that fall tune-up. With our free same-day store pickup, you can order online and pick it up today at your local AutoZone. Or we can bring it to you with our free next-day delivery. Just order on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we'll have it at your front door the next day. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone! Unhappy at your job? You don't really have a career, you have a job. Or maybe you're out of work altogether? Listen to me. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Sound too good to be true? Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes. Meet just twice a week. Financial aid, including the GI Bill, is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Remember being in your favorite sport clips, getting set for that great MVP haircut experience? Yeah. How about if we made that wait even shorter? Now, with Sport Clips On Deck text alerts, when you check in online or with our app, we'll text you a 15-minute heads up when it's time to head in. And when you're the next man up, you'll get another text to come take your seat. Less wait time, more prime time. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
When you're NOLA proud, Ramsey's is your store.
Wonderful jewelry for wonderful people.
NOLA Magnolia, $399.
Moon and back pendant, $149.
NOLA cuff bracelet, $299.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is an absolute honor and pleasure to welcome in Mr. Andrew Lopez. Why are you rolling your eyes when I say
that? I thought you were
going
to say it's an absolute pleasure to do the show alongside my amazing intern.
Andrew, I can't even introduce you. I can't even introduce you without him interrupting.
It's not opposite day. He will never, ever say that, Jordan. So
I thought it was opposite day.
It's not opposite day.
Isn't that the point of opposite day?
No, It is Wednesday. Andrew, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm okay. I was better before Jordan tried to interrupt my introduction, but I'm over it now. I'm doing just fine.
Moving on, kind of like Zion Williamson this morning when he was asked on how and what he wants to improve his game. There. You like that. See, it's why I'm a professional, Andrew. Because I find it interesting. It's what I want to start out with. Because I explain it as he's just tired of hearing all this stuff. He just wants to show you what he can do. This was his answer to the question, what do you want to do or what do you want to improve in your game? He answered this way.
Honestly, probably going to hate me for this, but my answer is going to be very vague, but this answer does just means a lot to me. What I'm looking forward to is showing the world me, just being myself and going out there and having fun and showing my competitive nature and trying to win. I know that's very vague and not the answer you're maybe looking for, but that's the answer that is that just hits different for me. I just want to show the world my love, my passion, my competitive spirit for the game. That's what I'm most excited to show the world.
Andrew, the reason I wanted to start that way is because when I had Will on earlier and I talked to him about that bite, I said I understood what he was trying to say because it goes back to about a year and a half ago when he's at Duke. You never heard or watched a pregame before he played a game, and the color and play-by-play guy played that opening package before tip-off, Andrew, and it was about, hopefully tonight Zion will put on a great performance, hopefully even eat 10 burgers before the game. Or they're playing UNC. Hey, look, we'd love to see what Duke can do. Hopefully Zion doesn't hurt himself running down the court. I think he's just tired of that stuff. Now, granted, reality is you have to prove it, but and then people will stop saying it, but I think that's what I got out of that answer. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so. He is, I think, kind of tired of hearing the questions of if he's ready, if you know, the restrictions. And I do think part of that comes from, like you said, you never heard that. And I think there's just a sense of disappointment of last year. Not necessarily, I mean, obviously, when he was on the court, he was efficient as can be. He was one of the most efficient rookies of all time, considering the amount of points he was scoring and the level of minutes he was doing it in. However, he still only played in 24 games out of what, 71? I think they ended up playing. So I think there's still like something to be desired there. If he wants to kind of shake off last year, he wants to kind of shake off everything and and get back to being himself. And I do think that by getting him, not necessarily making him a three, making him a small forward, but by getting the ball in his hands more and let him move as be more of a slasher, you're going to start to see the old Zion. And maybe, that'll show itself on the defensive side as well, which is going to be a big, big question for him this year.
Andrew, I think the other bite that stood out, I mean, that kind of stood out to me. The other one was when he was asked his thoughts on Stan Van Gundy. He had this to say.
My impressions are very great about him. I think he's a great guy. He's old school, just like my stepfather and just like Coach K. So I feel like that's going to be something that I'm going to easily relate with. Personally, I'm excited to work with him. I can see his love and passion for the game when he's like even showing me like small things within the game. And, I love stuff like that. So I'm very excited to work with him.
I heard that and I'm like, yep, that's why Stan Van Gundy's the head coach of this team. But when he compares SVG to two men that are pretty big in his life, I think it goes to show you how he feels.
Yeah, and we all know that how he feels about his stepfather, Lee Anderson. I mean, it's basically been his dad, since he was 5 years old. He's the guy who still trains him in the off seasons right now. And for him to compare him to Stan, to his stepdad in that way was big, and Coach K as well, who played a huge role in his life as well. So both of those, I think, were very key. I think being able to have that connection with his family is a big thing for Zion. Alvin Gentry made that connection with Lee in – they were able to talk about Carolina basketball and going back way back when both of them, were able to have some nostalgic conversations. But I think the bigger thing to me is Zion being excited about Stan's excitement, if you will. He talked about, you just played it there. He talked about how just the little things he can talk about, he can talk about setting a screen for 20 minutes and you're in on every word. So mm-hmm. I think that's also going to help Zion kind of stay engaged. Not that he wasn't at all times, but that'll help them stay even more engaged this year.
Speak with Andrew Lopez of ESPN. He covers the Pelicans. You know, one of the things that we always refer to the coach on the other side of that parking lot at the facility on Airline is Sean Payton always using the phrase, you have to have a vision for the player. What I enjoy every single time so far in hearing Stan Van Gundy speak is name a player, name a topic. He's explaining it to you and what they're going to do and what he wants to do. Doesn't mean it's going to work, but he has a vision for all those different players. I'm excited and interested to see, as you brought it up earlier, on Zion playing, you know, the transition game like that and being a three, facing the basket a little bit more, using his quickness. And if there's a long rebound, he's off and running. And it's going to help them on the offensive end. From the defensive perspective, are you interested in some of the threes perhaps you may have to guard?
Yeah, that's going to be, I think, where if you're going to see extended time for Zion at the three, it's going to be more about what he can do defensively than what he can do offensively. You could put him out there with a lineup of let's say you want to go real big, mm-hmm. Okay? Let's say you want to go real big, and it's Lonzo, B.I. at the two, Zion, Melly, and Steven Adams. But who is he going to guard in that? Is he going to be able to guard a 6'4", 6'5", wing right now? I think you can do it in different lineups. The best kind of thing I think I've heard about this was from I think it was Antonio Daniels, the TV color guy for the Pels. Antonio Daniels, former NBA player, he said it's not about playing him at the three for 20, 25 minutes a night. It's about having the option to play him at the three if you need in certain lineups, just like it's important to be able to play him at the five if you need in certain lineups. And having that versatility in your lineup of having somebody like Lonzo who can play 1, 2, 3, having somebody like Zion who, if you, in the ideal world, could go 3, 4, 5, Brandon Ingram who could go 2, 3, 4, Nikhil can play both guard spots and even go up to the three. Josh Hart can play four if you need and go all the way down to two. If you have that sort of versatility with five or six guys, it gives you a lot of lineup creativity to where you can do different things. And while you have a guy who is a traditional one in Eric Bledsoe but who could play off the ball, you have a traditional five in Steven Adams who only kind of play center, but to have guys around them who can play different roles is a big, big key.
Andrew, I kind of want to switch lanes a little bit. I know that we've been talking and Pelicans fans have been hearing all these, you know, known names coming to your New Orleans Pelicans team, but the Pelicans made it official today by signing four players. Just kind of give me your take on these four players and what they mean to the adding to the Pelicans team, and what does that mean for Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes?
Yeah, I think I still think most of these additions are going to end up being camp bodies, or you're trying to fill out your roster. Tony Carr is an interesting one. He was the 2018 second-round pick of the Pels who immediately went overseas but did play a little bit for the Erie BayHawks last year. Mostly, I think what you're going to have there is camp bodies. The one name that intrigues me is Will Magne from Australia. He comes from, I think his brother is a professional rugby player. His family has played Aussie rules football. That's in his bloodline. He really kind of emerged last year. He's played in the NBL, the Australian Professional League, for three seasons now. And his first two seasons, he could barely get on the court. And then last year, he really kind of took that jump, ended up, I think, averaging 8 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. He was the NBL leader in shot blocks. He was the NBL most improved player last year. He signed to a two-way deal, which means he will spend some time with the G League. As much as they have a G League this year, that's kind of still up in the air. But he's a guy who fits this mold that Griff talked about the other day of, you know, defense, grit, toughness. And you can tell they've added a lot at that center position this year. They've added Steve Adams. They brought in Willie Hernan Gomez. They brought in Wenyen Gabriel, who can play some four, maybe some five if you need him.
That's kind of a sign, I think, to Jackson. Look, you got to get in shape. You got to get together. I think they do like a lot of the tools that Jackson has, but at the same time, you know, they're bringing in guys to compete. They're bringing in guys who can play his spot. And I think, you know, if you're Jackson, you got to look at that as a challenge to try and rise above that. For Nikhil, same way. I mean, when you go out and the guy that they draft at 13 is a point guard, and you're supposed to be a point guard, I mean, that's a lot. I think Nikhil will have a leg up on Kyra early, mm-hmm. but you know, we'll see how that minutes battle ends up playing out in the end behind Bledsoe and Lonzo.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because I think competitiveness is something, again, going across the parking lot here, something that's really helped the Saints. Sean Payton preaches it, right? It doesn't care how you got here. Once you're here, you're going to have an opportunity to get on the court or field based off of your effort and how good you can go in there and do. Because, Andrew, look, we're going to go next segment, obviously, on the players that we think will be starters, key contributors, immediately off the bench. But it's the other guys that are going to determine if this is going to be a playoff team. You mentioned Hayes and, you know, Nikhil or other guys. You have to have bench players, whether it's injuries, minutes, fouls on certain nights, what have you. That's how you build the strength of your team. And I love hearing Stan Van Gundy on Monday say, look, day one and his approach to this camp is going to be different. They're going to play basketball. They're going to play 5-on-5. So you're quote-unquote gamers or something like that. If you go out there and show in 5-on-5 that you are going to play, I kind of think this is the coach that's going to put you in first regardless how you got here.
Yeah, and we'll get to this more next segment when we get to the lineups and things. But this is probably a team that's going to go 10, 11, maybe even 12 deep to start the season because of you're worried about the ramp up. You're worried about soft tissue injuries. You're worried about things like that as you get into the regular season. So you're going to have your chance to play. Stan mentioned the day, you're not going to be necessarily maybe in day one condition like you would normally be in a training camp. So the way to get you into condition is to play basketball games 5-on-5. So it's my guy against your guy. Let's hurry up. Let's get going. And let's see what you can do on the court rather than a drill or doing this. Let's actually play basketball. And I think that's going to help them help these Pelicans early in the season.
Andrew Lopez, ESPN.com, covers your New Orleans Pelicans and Jordan's best friend. We'll talk to him a little bit more when we come back out of this break. And it was a good question, though, Jordan. It really did. He did well.
Thank
Andrew,
you.
He's learning. He is learning. We'll do it when we come back on the home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Hey everyone, Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover, excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. You'll be greeted by Andrea, and once you've checked in on the mini iPads, you'll start the learning process with Shane. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, erectile dysfunction, IV therapy. Look, just get tested. I did. See where you stand. Visit Men's Total Health, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call them or go online at menstotalhealth.net.
Great year-end savings start now. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Huge discounts, plus year-end incentives make now the best time to upgrade at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Super year-end deals. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners marked on sale. Plus, get up to $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. The time is now for super year-end pricing. Check out the inventory online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Hollywood Road in Houma.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Can we
talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover continues with Andrew Lopez. Andrew, one of the things I want to touch on with you as well is when it comes to lineups, you mentioned it and what we're going to see. And I think one of the things that's intriguing to me is the backcourt. You see Lonzo, you see Bledsoe back there as well. Where does the other guards on this team sort of fit with it? I mean, Redick, is it a three-guard approach, a two-guard approach? How do you kind of go about it? How do you sort of see, quote-unquote, on Sunday, the starting lineup or team one going against team B?
If I'm getting paid the amount of money that Stan Van Gundy's being paid, and I am in charge of making the lineup for, I guess, mm-hmm. team one, I think, and this is what I think you will see when the season opens, either on December 22nd or 23rd, I think you'll see Eric Bledsoe and Lonzo Ball as your starting backcourt. How you label them, one or two, however you feel like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson will be your 3-4, and then Steven Adams will be your 5. I think from there you can kind of build things out. If you're looking at your second unit, it's probably the start, Nikhil, Josh Hart, J.J. Redick, Melly, Jackson Hayes, and that's where really things can change is when Gabriel jump in there, Determine Gomez jump in there. What really happens at the backup three spot is really that just kind of going to be Josh Hart. Kyra Lewis is probably going to work his way into the rotation. That's why I think they go at least 11 deep. Could also possibly see, like I said, Gabriel or Hernan Gomez getting some minutes as well. Mm-hmm. I do think that you're not going to see, I don't think we're going to see anybody playing 35, 36 minutes a night off the top. I think you're going to see, a lot more, guys in the 30, 32 range at the top of the minute to keep minutes down. I think they're going to try to balance this thing out and go deeper and use that to their advantage, I think, more than anything else.
How excited should I be about Kyra Lewis? Because the people that I've had on to talk about him and listening to Van Gundy and Griff talk about him, I am kind of excited. And look, I get it. There's only two, quote-unquote, preseason games. I think most of the early part of the season is going to be experimenting and seeing what you get because, you're building for the future. So I think this season will be determining what your blocks moving forward will be to that extent. But just from your perspective and people you've talked to and your study, what can we expect from a guy like Kyra Lewis, and should I be excited?
I think you should be. I think there's a reason that there were a lot of people excited that the Pelicans were able to get him, especially within the organization. I think there's a reason that – and I know looking at grades the night of a draft is kind of hard sometimes, especially when you're trying to figure out – you have no idea what this player is going to end up doing. But, I mean, this is still a kid who played an SEC season at 17 years old. He's only 19 right now. He has done some pretty big things so far, and I think he has this really good work ethic. He has this, he's probably the fastest player in the draft last year. He's a really good kid, and I think the only thing that's really going to be holding him back from playing right away is going to be the opportunity and the time. He doesn't have time to really ramp up. I think the bigger thing here is, I forget if it was Trajan or Van Gundy who mentioned it, but it might have been Trajan on draft night, that everybody's really starting from square one here. He's going to be coming in just like everybody else, learning the new system, learning the new offense, learning the new defense. So he's definitely a kid who I think has potential, but if you're looking for that right away, I think it's okay if you kind of hold back just a little bit just to see what he can do. And if he gets a couple of DNPs early on, that's okay because they're looking at this as a longer-term project rather than just, somebody who can come in and play 30 minutes the first night.
That is going to be an interesting element of it, isn't it, Andrew, this year, because everyone's learning at the same time. So those that absorb the info, those that, again, as I mentioned, playing 5-on-5 during training camp that impress, they're going to get the play time. I think coach is going to go what he sees on the court.
Yeah, and that's going to be another big key, I think, is a lot of this is going to be fluid. The minutes that you see on night one might not be the minutes you see on Christmas Day. It might not be the minutes you see the next night. I think he's gonna be learning on the fly. I think just as much as the players are, Van Gundy's going to be trying to learn this team, you know, and that might take 15, 20, 25 games because of the shortened season. So he's still trying to learn as much as possible. Yeah, he watched these guys last year. He's been doing film breakdowns and watching as much stuff as he can since he's become the head coach. But he doesn't know these guys in terms of in a game and things like that and how these pieces are going to fit. How does Bledsoe fit? How does Steven Adams fit? In theory, they can. You're essentially looking at Steven Adams as a Derek Favors replacement. You're looking at Bledsoe as a Drew Holiday replacement, but they do different things. So it's going to be interesting to see how Stan and his coaching staff kind of maneuver through this, trying to figure out exactly who to put on the floor.
Andrew, before we let you go, because we only have a couple more minutes here, I just wanted to get your take on something that Gus and I have been talking about during the show, just about identity. Last season you saw the Pelicans, you know, their identity was fast-paced basketball, getting a shot up as much as you can, but that led to turnovers more often than not. So what do you think this team's identity can be under Stan Van Gundy?
I think it's going to be defense. It's going to be that's what Stan has done at every spot that he's been in. You know, he's been in the top half of defense, I think, in 10 of his seasons in the NBA, including 3 of the 4 that he had in Detroit, even when he was having under 500 years. It's definitely, you go out and you look at a Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe, Gabriel, Hernan Gomez. They went out and got tough-minded guys. That's what Griff said. And, you know, if they're going to go out and try to bully people around a little bit. I mean, like, you know, Stan said the other day there's going to be no punking the New Orleans Pelicans this year. And I think between Zion and Steven Adams, they might lead the league in concussions per screen set next season with as hard as they're going to try to get guys going off screen. So it's going to be a tougher team, a more hard-nosed team than you've seen, who will have the ability to get out and run when needed. However, they're gonna be built on defense and toughness first, more so than anything else.
That's Mr. Andrew Lopez, covers your Pelicans for ESPN.com. We will the entire season. Of course, we'll have him on throughout the season. Dude, I'm excited. Look, I'm excited to just sort of see the process build and get there. And I can hear Stan Van Gundy talk all the time, honestly. I would love to just, as a basketball junkie, watch practice. You know, you give me a camera on Zoom. I just want to watch practice. I don't even have to report on it. I want to see how he teaches, what they're trying to do. That's kind of the fun part about it, you know? I'm excited.
I think you got to go find Todd Graffanini for that one. He might be the guy who can maybe sneak. Yeah. He might be able to sneak you some footage.
It'd be interesting to see because there's only two games, you know, the 14th and the 18th, and then boom, we'll see them here Christmas week. So let's see what happens, man. How big is it by the way? As we close, I got a minute here. How big is it for them to play on Christmas again for second straight year?
Hey, that's the power of Zion Williamson. That's his games brought ratings. His games brought viewers. His YouTube stuff brings viewers and eyeballs. That's what that's about. That's about trying to capitalize on that. And it's something the NBA has done so many times. They tried to do it last year on opening night. They tried to do it on Christmas last year. They tried to do it for the start of the bubble. They tried to do it for his first summer league game. Hopefully this year he'll stay healthy enough for them to actually capitalize on it.
Indeed, man. Have a good week. Thank you.
No problem.
Jordan?
Thank you. He hung up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. Was that kind of him hanging up on you?
It probably was.
Kind of what it felt like there. It did kind of feel like he was like, before you could even say anything, he was like, you know what, I'm done.
I took it that way.
Well, you're BFF. Our thanks to Andrew.